Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Corruption has run its course. It's 2024, and the minions of the Biden administration are inevitably being fed to the wolves. In hubris-riddled desperation, Hunter Biden yet again stormed the Hill to defend his privileged outpost as the bagman in a foreign pay-to-play family business scheme tied to the goals of the New World Order. The child-man byproduct of a lifetime surrounded by federal goons and philandering politicians took his Benedict Arnold dog and pony show to his contempt of Congress hearing, only to feverishly race for the exits once the rhetoric hurt the child man's ears.
It does not matter who you are, where you come from, or who your father is, or your last name. Yes, I'm looking at you, Hunter Biden, as I'm speaking to you. You are not above the law. I believe that Hunter Biden should be held completely in contempt. I think he should be hauled off to jail right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Hunter. Apparently, you're afraid of my words.
Whoa! Oh!
Are you afraid?
To you, could you please? I'll answer your question.
In an unprecedented outcome, the House will now vote on recommending criminal charges against the child of a sitting U.S. president as the GOP enters the final stages of an impeachment inquiry into the president himself. Meanwhile, Alejandro Mayorkas, dubbed the architect of the devastation, finally garnered an impeachment proceeding that laid out the brutal facts against him.
On Secretary Mayorkas's watch, Customs and Border Protection has recorded more than 8.1 million encounters at America's borders, including more than 6.7 million at our southwest border alone. For comparison, CBP recorded just over 3 million encounters nationwide from fiscal year 2017 to 2020. Jay Johnson, President Obama's former DHS secretary, previously said that 1,000 encounters a day, quote, overwhelms the system, end quote. On Secretary Mayorkas's watch, encounters have never averaged less than 3,000 per day, even going as high as 10 to 12,000 per day.
It's not about money. We spent less money in 2019 than we did in 23, a lot less through DHS, and we had the border under control. It's policy that has changed, and who is driving that policy? Secretary Mayorkas.
It strains the resources, and it is wildly intimidating to our local law enforcement, where they have maybe a police force of 3 or 4 in a community of 2,000, and yet they have 4 or 5 illegal grows that are populated by illegal immigrants, Mexican cartel members, Chinese syndicated crime organization members, with semi-automatic rifles abundant, and they are unwilling to go in.
Mayorkas should be investigated even further as to his knowledge and involvement of the massive foreign criminal operations infiltrating the American heartland under his watch.
Throughout Oklahoma, law enforcement comes into contact daily with foreign nationals who have entered our country illegally or who remain here illegally, or both.
In Oklahoma, out-of-state residents can't legally operate a grow through OMMA or be registered with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics.
Since the standing up of the Organized Crime Task Force, there have been 15 illegal grow operations shut down per day. And you track it all the way back to mainland China. That is the source of the problem.
The Mockingbird media and the uniparty establishment would have us all believe that this is merely business as usual. Just two sides of the aisle muckraking as the election season ramps up.
How have you been coping personally with the onslaught of accusations against your husband and your family, including and especially Hunter, showing pictures of him during vulnerable moments in his battle with addiction, on the floor of the House, This would crush any family.
Mika, I think what they are doing to Hunter is cruel.
However, Hunter Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas are far more than pawns caught in the political storm. They are minions of a strategic globalist mafia threat to U.S. sovereignty, commonly known as the New World Order, and they have each succeeded at harming the future and security of the Republic of the United States of America. John Bowne reporting.
Powerful. It's Friday. We're live.
InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Friday, January 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We got big military strikes in Yemen by the United States and England. We've got massive economic news, huge impeachment news taking place against Mayorkas in the Congress. It is a massive broadcast with special guests today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. But I got to say it. I liked Governor Greg Abbott the first few years he was in, and I would, you know, give him like a B+. Then under COVID, I would give him a F-. And he's gotten back up to about a B+ lately. He went to an A+ today. If this continues, it's leadership. It's constitutional. It's good. He has directed and signed an order for the state guard, the state militia, to begin at Eagle Pass, the main invasion point, where tens of thousands come across every few days, and then to spread out and to erect barricades on state land and block the feds. There's a showdown going on in Eagle Pass right now. It's on the local news. And they're spinning it like, oh, the state came in to the city land on the border and took it. No, the state, if a city doesn't follow its charter, can replace the police, everybody. They can dissolve a city. That's how it works at the state level. It goes state, county, city, at the state level in the federal system. And it doesn't mean we're under a federal system. It's the federalist system, which is the separation of powers from the state and federal government and local government. So this is a big, big move. It's what I've been saying has to happen. And then if the governor has to levy a tax, I'm sure Texans would pay it to deport these people, because you're going to pay a lot more than flying them back to Haiti or flying them back to Venezuela, a couple thousand dollars. You're going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax money per person. And that's already going on. So he went from a B+ down to a F- during COVID. Then he really started even outpacing DeSantis, shipping illegals to New York, New Jersey, Illinois, you name it. And he went back to a B+. And I've said that when I was on a few months ago, or about a month ago or so, with Tucker. He said, you know, your governor's horrible. He's terrible. And I said, no, I mean, I agree. He's very mediocre. But I said, it's hard when you got millions of people coming across and the feds are claiming that jurisdiction, which they have until they're derelict and until they have treasonous orders from Mayorkas and his boss, Barack Obama / Biden. And so now the governor's done this, folks. You better back him. You better get a lot of press down there. We're going to go very soon. In fact, now probably is the time. There's just so much unfolding right now. So this is a big deal. And it's a constitutional crisis. But what the governor's doing is right constitutionally when the government is ignoring the 10th Amendment, ignoring states' rights, and also the 9th Amendment, obviously saying that any rights not expressly there for the federal government are reserved to the states and the people. And we know the numbers. The vast majority of even Democrats are against open borders now. Like 80% of New York Democrats are against it. It's like 90%+ of Republicans. So the people are also behind this. So I just want to support good leadership. I don't want to sit here and attack Abbott. He's learned his lesson with the COVID garbage. And he wasn't the worst Republican governor, but he was down there. So Texas seizes control of Border City Park, escalating war against illegal immigration. That's the InfoWars.com article. And this isn't just some little park. This is a big stretch on the Rio Grande right there at the big bridges. That is where the feds have their big, their main camp, the biggest on the U.S.-Mexico border. It's where it's got to be like half the illegals are coming through in the whole country. I mean, it is crazy town. Tens of thousands any one given day waiting to come across, thousands coming across every day conservatively. Some days more than 8,000 in Eagle Pass alone. It is crazy town. But the media is spinning like, oh, the governor's so mean, he's ignoring the city. Well, it's city land, which is state land. And if a city is allowing, I mean, look, Austin defunded a third of the police, crime exploded. They put the state police into Austin. That's the law. Now, of course, all they did was write tickets to single moms and stuff. I mean, I saw it. Disgusting. But that's really all the state police at that level want to do is that's what they're trained to do is, you know, highway patrol and get people for infractions like that. But the Texas Rangers do investigations, but it's a tiny organization. So Texas doesn't have this big, giant law enforcement operation. So people are like, well, the governor better do something. Well, I mean, he did it. So as we speak, we have the city down there trying to come after the governor. We have the feds coming after the governor. We have federal courts ruling that the state can't put barbed wire up or can't put these flotation bubbles in the river to block people coming in. We've just got to accept this giant illegal human trafficking where they don't even DNA test kids that are with adults that are clearly not even their family, and they just turn them loose into the country. So we know where the human trafficking is going on. I was on a big Spaces yesterday with millions of viewers and listeners on X, and I just said an hour into it, as I told them I'd do 2 hours, they're great people. I said, listen, I'm going to stop talking about Epstein just for the rest of this interview because we know he was doing it. We know it was a lead operation. We know the FBI is covering up the tapes and all the hard drives. And it needs to be investigated, but we also need to deal with the completely wide-open border that is a catapult shooting millions of people into the country every few months. And that's just who they make contact with. They estimate they're running into about half of them now. So you can double those numbers. Every 3 months, it's the city of Denver, 800+ thousand people that they know are coming in. So, yeah, we got a cut over here on our leg, that's Epstein. We got a leg chopped off, that's the border. I'm just saying, nobody's hammered Epstein more than me. Nobody's talked about it more than us, literally. And every time I try to explain this to the audience, some people in the audience go, if I'm talking about some particular topic about, hey, while we're focusing on 20,000 dead Palestinians, I think it's terrible and I'm sad they're dying. I'm sad most of them are women and children. We have 17 million dead from the shots of every race, color, and creed. And we have 80+ million starved to death in the last 4 years because of the COVID restrictions. That's a real number. The UN admits that. 85 million plus, and they're getting ready to do it again. I mean, we got big stuff going on. And I'm glad the Epstein thing is a window into how sick the government is, and they're discredited, and people know it, and I'm going to keep covering it. But I sit back and I think to myself, what's really most important on human trafficking and child smuggling? And it's the border. And I'm sitting there on this big Spaces yesterday. I'm like, yeah, we got all this footage of the same woman every hour bringing another baby with basically no paperwork to hand it over. It disappears. And she's got MS-13 type tattoos and the Grim Reaper, and we've got all this other. And they're like, really? You really got that? And I said, here, we'll just upload it for you. And it went viral all over my Real Alex Jones account, as they'd never seen that stuff, because that's all shot last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. We have hundreds of videos that have never been seen anywhere outside of band.video and people that went to Infowars.com. So this is proven. The government admits in hearings it was 85,000. The new number is over 100,000, just as they had hearings a couple months ago. Over 100,000 children they just hand over with no paperwork since Biden got in. They don't even know where they are. The other 500,000+ now, they know where they are. They go check. They're in tire factories and sheet metal factories and cereal factories and meat packing factories. You have any idea how tough those jobs are? They're not even getting paid. They're sleeping on the floor. It's slavery. So I am going to go where the big numbers are. And I'm telling everybody, not just me, I think we should be 10% on Epstein when we talk about human trafficking and 90% on the open border. And not just here. Europe's got the same UN NGOs running a total invasion. And again, we'll open the phones up later. Callers disagree with me. That's fine. I'm out here trying to direct people what I think the main topic should be. But we're getting more Epstein cupboards and border cupboards the last month. And in a way, I'm like, this is kind of a distraction. You know what I mean? Because it's a dead end. He's dead. She's in prison. The FBI's covering it up. I want the stuff released. But we've got them here.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition. We're not far out from the 2024 election now. We got big news on that front coming up next segment. Oh, yeah, the judge didn't just find Trump guilty in New York before the trial began. It said so. Letitia James, the attorney general run by Soros, said so in a bunch of speeches. Trump was able to never put on any evidence that he was innocent and no closing arguments. Same thing happened to me in both Connecticut and in Texas. No closing argument, no defense. Where you're already found guilty. That's the weaponization. And everybody asked me, Alex, how are you taking it? And I said, I want to explain this again. I have been chosen as the beta test. So whatever happens to me first will then happen to anybody fighting the globalists, whether it's Donald Trump, Elon Musk, you name it. And that's why this broadcast is so important, is because they see in it what a vampire sees in the sun, their destruction. And it's not me, it's the guests. It's the callers, it's the stories, it's the crew, it's this broadcast focusing on what's really happening. Because you look at all the thousands of fake ideologies and all the disinformation, all the garbage, you tune into this show 25 years ago or 10 years ago or a year ago, you're getting next week, next year's news today. So it's common sense. I've been saying Governor Abbott has to go and has to kick the feds out. And they can jurisdictionally claim that they have the area right on the border, depending on where the lines have been drawn. But the state can set up behind that and grab people and deport them. But it's going to take money. And the governor would have to, you know, ask all the retired state police to come back and do a year of duty. And then he'd have to have a fast-track program to ask veterans, you know, even young veterans, 25 years old, to go through a quick course and get down there. And the governor is now moving in that direction. 2 days ago, he directed the state police and the Texas National Guard, the state militia, to go to the border. I've got the statements here where he said the federal government is not just derelict in its duty. It is aiding and abetting the invasion of Texas and the United States and causing massive crime and property damage and costs to the citizens. And it violates, and he listed a bunch of the laws. It's all true. And so now Greg Abbott has done what everybody asked him to do. He started at Eagle Pass, which is the biggest point, where the majority in the whole state are coming in, and Texas is the most open state, the biggest right there on the border. That's where the UN and the NGOs are sending the caravans up. So Greg Abbott, you need to send him an email. You need to call him. You need to call your state representatives. You need to thank him. Just like you need to thank Paxton and others. And you need to, as citizen journalists, have a Twitter account, have a Facebook, whatever. You need to get down there and just aim a camera. And it'll all get out to the public, just like we've done. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. And I don't mean shoot anybody. I mean, you get there. Human smugglers, vans picking up kids, people handing over children that aren't their parents. I mean, it is head spinning. It'll make you dizzy when you go down to Eagle Pass or McAllen or Brownsville. You can't go 10 feet without it. There'll be buses, taxis, vans, planes taking off, little kids everywhere. without their parents. It is disgusting. And it has just exploded under Biden. Trump shut it 99% down. Obama accelerated it and started it. And then as soon as Biden got in, he said, just surge the border. Texas blocks federal border agents from processing migrants. That's, again, under the U.N. treaty. It's a key word. No, they're illegal aliens. And the U.N. has a treaty that was never ratified, but Biden follows it. Trump pulled out of it. That they're in charge, and they decide who comes through. And they said everybody comes through. Texas state officials this week abruptly blocked federal U.S. border agents, who, by the way, aren't bad people on average. They like it. Texas state officials this week abruptly blocked federal U.S. Border Patrol agents from entering and patrolling a public area in the border town of Eagle Pass, where they typically first encounter migrants, that's illegal aliens, who cross the Rio Grande illegally, two U.S. officials told CBS News on Thursday. This all started yesterday. We've got the footage. It's all unfolding. After seizing control of Shelby Park at Eagle Pass, Texas National Guard units deployed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott have prevented Border Patrol agents from entering the area. The federal officials said Border Patrol has used the park in recent weeks to hold illegal aliens in an outdoor staging area before they are transported for further processing, including last month when illegal crossing soared to record levels of up to 18,000 a day in the normally most down time of the year. Earlier Thursday, Texas state officials prevented Border Patrol agents from patrolling the area. One of the officials said requesting anonymity because they were not authorized to talk to the press. They are denying entry to the border agents to conduct our duties. What, to smuggle illegals in? The official said, noting they are not sure what authority Texas officials have over the federal government. Well, read the Declaration of Independence, Bubba. When the government becomes destructive of the people, it is not just our right, it's our duty to abolish it. But we're not abolishing the federal government. It's been hijacked. And so as long as you're following illegal orders, and as long as Congress refuses to cut the funding to facilitate this and turn the border into a magnet and an accelerator, a turbocharger, to mortar illegal aliens across the United States, to cannon them in, well, then that's just the way it is. And I've been there. Owen's been there. Drew Hernandez has been there working with us. You've seen all the footage where they'll walk right over to Owen 50 yards from the border gate. All the illegals are milling around, and they'll tell Owen, get out of here. And they'll start shoving into him, and they'll bump our cars with their vehicles. And you've got the U.S. military bugging their eyes out at citizens. And you've seen Owen, and you've seen Michael Yon get in their face, and some of our other reporters down there, our own security guys are veterans, and they stay quiet. In fact, guys, see if Duke can find that footage. I want to show that. Went viral, even we were not on X, about a year ago when it happened. And our own reporter, our own security guy, I forget his name, because he only comes in part-time, big Hispanic guy, Army veteran. He gets in their face. He says, hey, man, what's your duty here? I want to talk to your commanding officer. And the military starts cussing at him and saying, get out of my face. He said, I'm not in your face. You're here smuggling kids across. What the hell are you doing? I mean, we just got the most insane footage ever. I know Owen's on well-deserved vacation. He'll know the name of the video. So call him if we can't find. Oh, this is it right here. Watch veteran confront Texas National Guard for failing to obey Governor Abbott's order to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. So I want to re-upload that right now, because what's old's new, because when this came out, we weren't on X, although other people put it out at millions of views. I want to put this out so people can see what's going on and to hear how smart-mouthed the U.S. military is to citizens. Now, they're not all like this, but more and more they are. I'd say, guessing, the officers, maybe 30% are woke libtards now, and of the enlisted, I've not run into any of them. I'd say Border Patrol used to be 100% on our side. 10% are libtards now, folks. And can you imagine if they get all their people in the positions? It is bad. So right now there is no border. It's like saying, well, I don't have skin on my arm. It's worse than not even having the skin. It's like having your arm chopped off. The border is a weapon now formed against us to pump in Democrat voters. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In a moment, we're going to go through some of the local newscast in Texas where the state guard has been sent in by the governor. There's basically a showdown going on. The state has thrown the feds off the border in Eagle Pass, and more state militia are moving in. And one way or another, we're going to be at the border the next week. Okay, that's it. So look for that, and I'm just going to leave it at that. More coming up in a moment. We need funds to do this, though. And InfoWars is barely in the black, ladies and gentlemen. And I told you we went into bankruptcy over a year ago. We were going to stay on air, and we have, and we will. If you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. But listen, these products are absolutely amazing. Somebody took my bottle of Next Level Foundational Energy Methyl Folate out of here. Well, somebody go grab me a bottle of that, thanks. These products are insanely powerful. They are all the very best out there. And you need to go try them. Now, I don't know particularly what deficiencies you've got, what your genetics are, what your issues are. But all these products will do great things for you. But if you are deficient in these, go ahead and bring it to me. Oh, it's right there. It's behind there. Thank you. If you are deficient in this stuff and you take it, whether it's X2 or Next Level Foundational Energy or Winter Sun or Ultra 12 or the fish oil or the krill oil, you will see dramatic things for your body, your energy, your immune system, your skin, your sex life, everything. You've heard callers calling. By the way, we're sold out of it right now. We've got more coming in a few months. And they're like, man, you're ProstaGuard. I tried other things and nothing helped. I even tried stuff doctors gave me didn't help, but my prostate problems went away. Well, even the FDA admits, and they have no jurisdiction over supplements, that saw palmetto absolutely does great things for your prostate. That's just one of the things we sell. Everything we sell is amazing. People go, wow, I went and looked at the ratings on the gravity-fed stainless steel water filters you sell. There are the highest rated out there. How are they half the price of other top-rated systems? Because there's hundreds of systems, and there's only four or five that have the highest rating. It just cuts everything out to non-detectable levels. And I go, well, we just found the best company at the lowest price. And maybe I should sell the unit that costs twice as much. Then we wouldn't have money problems. But I don't do that. I bring you the very best. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the sale has to end. It needed to end days ago because so much stuff is sold out or selling out. But I promise you this, because I do have some new specials for next week. They're not as wide-reaching as this, but they're good. But this is our best sale of the year, the Christmas sale of the new year. That's always the best time of year. That's always our best deals. Now is the time to take action today, Saturday and Sunday, because Monday, it will end, the store-wide free shipping, the double Patriot points, and a whole bunch of these sales we've got will be gone. Okay? We got a few new products that have been sold out for a while, coming back in a month or so. But right now is the time to get these products. Game-changing products, the New Year specials from InfoWarsStore.com are here. They're about to end. Get the 60% off, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, 40% off Winter Sun Plus. Everybody needs that. Almost all viral spread and infection is caused by vitamin D3 deficiency. Look it up for yourself. 25% off Turbo Force Plus, the incredible 10-hour clean energy. 25% off Survival Shield X2, though it's selling out. 40% off Vaso Beats Complete, selling out. 40% off DNA Force Plus, selling out. 40% off Ultra 12. 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, close to selling out. 50% off Down and Out Sleep Support, selling out. 60% off Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, close to selling out. Plus, even more. And you're like, well, why if you're about to sell out, a lot of these won't be back in for months, are you doing it? Because you buy it when I discount it, so it's a catch-22. I've got to have the funds. Plus, these are amazing products. A perfect storm. Take action now. Some of this stuff is lost leader. But we got to get the money in to order the new product and get it back in. And we have some new products coming out. Because I want to hire five or six reporters and camera people. I want to go back to where we were a few years ago before we shrunk. Because if you're not getting bigger, you're going to be getting smaller. There is no equilibrium in the information war or in life. We all know that. Things very rarely just stand still unless they're a rock. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Turbo Force, get Next Level Foundational Energy. Also get the great InfoWars Platinum product. It's a private label, the national bestseller, vetted, tested, loved, naturally boost HGH to your body, the real fountain of youth. HGH Max Boost is selling out. Despite that, it's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. It takes money to fuel the InfoWar. So we sell you products that you're going to love. They're going to give you a great result. So you order them again. It's a symbiotic relationship. We treat people like we want to be treated. And look, it's great. Less than 1% of our listeners buy the products. That's fine. But if just 2% bought them, we would double in size and do incredible things. All right, so I'm struggling for budgets to be at the RNC and DNC and Bilderberg, and we're not at Davos. We don't have the money. We reach 100 million people, change the world, expose their agenda, confront world leaders like Rebel News does. Don't have the money. So I'm not bitching. I'm saying put me in the game, coach. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the products. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, either signed or unsigned. That's a fundraiser. And part of that proceed goes to me, which is the weak link in this, because the bankruptcy court said a year ago plus, Mr. Jones, because of the fake numbers they gave him that I had all this money, which wasn't true, never gotten changed. They said, Mr. Jones can pay half the legal bills. Well, sold my house, sold my car, my guns go on sale, which only raised like 60 grand. I think it's not that many guns next week. I mean, I'm literally putting everything in to keep this going. How you help me is you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you get The Great Awakening, a signed copy. It's a fundraiser or an unsigned copy. But the judge said I can have some of the proceeds from that. Thank you very much, Your Honor. And I'm serious. Compared to the other judges, it's, I wouldn't say there's any love going on, but at least she's not done the stuff the other judges did at the state level yet. And if it does, that's just in God's hands. But I'm just going to keep going forward, and I need your support right now. That's critical. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening if you want to keep me on the air. All right. Let's skip this break coming up. I want to finish up with the border, and I just want to be clear. It's become fashionable to hate Greg Abbott, and I went protesting more than 10 times. And the state police were complete jerks to us last time and pulled over all our cars and demanded to see our insurance. Of course, we had it, and we're total jerks. Because I know it's open season on citizens. I get it. And they want to protect the governor. How dare me go up and bullhorn at the gates? I was telling him last time, will you do something about the damn border? Will you send in the state guard and block the feds? And you need to call for an emergency session in the legislature. And you need to levy some state tax. That's what taxes are for, is emergencies. You know, George Washington levied one. And you need to do full mobilization. Well, it started. And I wouldn't even say small, though compared to what we need, it's small. So that's what's going on here. And the governor's listening. So we've got to be thankful that he's not being a jerk. And he's actually made a bold move, because you don't see other governors having the state guard go up and throw the feds off the border. After he put up barbed wire and they cut it down. After he put up water barriers and they pulled it down. And then federal judges ordered him to take it down, and Abbott told him, screw you. And then a lot of, you know, patriots said, why don't you shoot illegals? Well, look, most of these are families, refugees from the globalists locking their countries down. They're just victims. They're being used as a weapon system. And Abbott said, we would be indicted for murder by the feds if we shot them. It's the cartels killing these people, not us. And now the media spun that he wants to shoot the illegal aliens. Well, you can't find a lot of examples of Americans shooting illegals. 99% of the stuff is being done by the coyotes and on their side of the border. Only place you see people in cowboy hats and Anglos shooting, you know, pregnant.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And people say, well, why don't you go to the border? Well, my wife's been taking care of her dad, who's had a bunch of heart attacks and has bounces back. The guy's tough, but, man, you know, he's been living with us, and that's been going on. But I just am going to have to go down to the border. So it's fine. I'll do it. But we need to get a bunch of reporters. I mean, this is going to be an ongoing crisis. I need at least 3 reporters and 3 more camera people, and that comes down to you supporting the broadcast, but we're almost there. In fact, we've got the budget to hire one more crew member, another camera person. We're all tied down here with the live shows, the events, and everything we're doing. I'm not complaining. It's just that, well, I don't want InfoWars to just be a talk show. What we do is go out and report, and then it reaches hundreds of millions of people because we know what to do. We know where to go. We don't just stand there in a park and say, behind me is the park and the migrants are here, blah, blah, blah. We show you the smuggling, the human trafficking. We deliver. In fact, speaking of that, that video I asked you guys to get of one of our great security guys, when they were being rude to Owen and being pushy, we're not going to play the whole 20-minute clip. There's a couple minutes of it. Gets in the face of the U.S. Army, who was being smart mouth, and here that is.
Thank you.
achieve. You can better achieve if you can roll your eyes off. But you guys don't understand that you guys are in full life to do it to tell us what an order is. Because it doesn't know. What you need to do is follow the order that the government set forth. That's what you need to do, because that's your job.
From memory, I haven't played this in over a year. That's the State Guard. That's when I got really mad at Abbott, because that's the State Guard. And there's a bunch of other stuff where they smart off, pull their trucks up in front of us. So at least the governor doesn't have the State Guard now. Now they're facilitating it. They've been putting up barbed wire. They've been putting up devices, flotation devices to block the river. They've been now blocking the feds off of the river. I mean, this is a real confrontation building. And so now the Border Patrol's had to pull back, and so instead of having 10,000 a day build up, you're going to see 20, 30, 40, 50,000. And that's good. Let's see it for what it is. Let's witness it for what it is. All right. I'm going to move on. Gerald Celente's got really the best work he does, his trends for 2024 and beyond. He's going to be covering the waterfront with us coming up in the next hour. After he leaves us, let me tell you what we're going to be getting into. We're just a few days away before the first vote in Iowa. We're going to be looking at all of that. We've got World War III watch. U.S. allies conduct joint strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. That's Iranian-backed militias. And again, I don't like Biden bombing these people, and I don't like him doing it without congressional approval. But Iran is in there, and they've been attacking and shutting down half the traffic going through the Strait of Hormuz. And so what did they expect to happen? Well, it's a trap. We're slowly but surely being sucked into World War III. World War III watch, U.S. allies conduct joint strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. U.S. and Britain strike Yemen in reprisal for Houthi attacks on shipping. That's Reuters. U.S. UK strike Houthi militia targets. What do you call it? This is up on Infowars.com. What do you call a war with China, plus a war with Russia, plus a colossal war in the Middle East? You call it World War III. Meanwhile, report, U.S. Army sees sharp decline in white recruits because the military now teaches that white people are inherently evil and bad. That is done as a culling process or a purge. When you teach transgenderism and you teach radical critical race theory, then white people don't want to join the military. And then now they're going to make the military out of illegal aliens. All the top Democrats, from AOC to the senator from Illinois, I mean, they've all been saying, oh, we'll just have an illegal alien military. So these purges are done for a reason. Now, I've got a lot of other news I'm going to get to. The WHO's managerial gambit. Local officials can enforce biomedical tyranny under the treaty, but no one will be held accountable. Just like the illegal aliens don't take the poison vaccine because the UN doesn't want to be held accountable. We'll get into that. Also, we'll tie into how they don't want citizens to stand up for themselves. That's the cardinal sin, whether you're in Europe, whether you are in the United States. Clown world, Canadian police warn posting videos of package thieves could violate their privacy and they're going to arrest you. And that ties to the Democrats introducing a bill to ban the militia, which is in the Constitution, which state guards are, but you can expand those under the governor or the county commissions or the sheriff. So that's really important. And I've got some really positive success news that I'm going to mention here. There's a lot more after that, but so when I say and, that's not all we're covering, but and, we're about to go to break in a few minutes. The latest signs that consumers just don't want electric vehicles. And that ties into self-checkout is a failed experiment. These aren't experiments. These are social engineering operations. And if we just reject bugs in the food, and we reject toilet to tap sewage water, and if we reject their poison shots, and if we reject their self-checkout lanes, and we reject robots taking over our lives, if we simply reject it all, no, here's an example. No one is, basically no one, and the numbers are here, is renting electric cars. You can't find the charging stations. They take too long. People just know it's garbage. It's a bridge to nowhere. And so almost no one's renting them. So not just Hertz, it's just the latest. A bunch of other major rental car companies are getting rid of their electric fleets. And this can be applied everywhere. While we still have somewhat of a free market, where you vote with your dollars and with your word of mouth, we can stop. Look, if your private school is teaching your kid wokeism, get them out. And there's not enough schools teaching the truth, there'll be a market for it. It will be created, and it's happening. And it's the same in the public schools. You know, run for school board. Get on there. Stop it. There are so many ways. That's why the feds, the globalists, are so scared of all these people running for school board and taking over the school boards and stopping the critical race theory and the transgender brainwashing, is because the globalists are directing this locally all over the world, not just here. They brag about how they're, oh, we can't get our net zero through in the U.S. We'll just have the cities do it. Well, people file lawsuits and block it. You're going to have to fight, folks, for every inch with these people. And if you don't, the living hell they're going to put us in is staggering. Absolutely staggering. And they're launching it all. So it's going to be easy to recruit people to say no. It's going to be easy now to wake people up that aren't awake. Because the central bank digital currencies, the cashless society, the social credit scores, the medical tyranny, the open borders, the open pedophilia, the wokeism, the carbon taxes, it's all here. You're not going to have Alex Jones tell you about it and show you a document and tell you how bad it is and how you don't want it. This isn't 30 years ago. In April, mid-April, 30 years ago, I got on air. We got to have some type of, not even celebration, but just marking the 30 years, because it's been one hell of a fight. And I'm a testament, not with even my ingenuity or my mind, but God working through me, reaching out and working through you together. The amazing things we've done, we're taking intellectual power back. We're taking the minds back. We're unleashing minds everywhere. And it's a beautiful, amazing thing. And now I'm seeing it used everywhere. I'm seeing Elon Musk use it. A month ago, I'm on a 2.5-hour interview with him. I'm talking about the global population plan, the New World Order. He agrees. He says they're going to collapse civilization, and they think they're going to escape it. They won't. And I said, what do we call it, Elon? He goes, I don't know. And I said, let's call it Team Humanity. He said, yeah, I like that. Let's do that. Wow, think of that position. 30 years ago, Access TV. 28 years ago, local radio. 26 years ago, syndicated. 26, 27 years ago, making films on DVD and VHS that everybody copied, that we reached tens of millions with. It's been one hell of a fight, hasn't it? Together. And we're just building steam and strength right now. Thanks to you and your support. Please get a Team Humanity fundraiser shirt now with the image of the nuclear family at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great shirt. It's limited edition, and we need the funds. Take action now. Hour number two.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.